Yeah, that's Al Foster's quintet doing Cantaloupe Island. This is a new album for veteran drummer Al Foster. Inspirations and Dedications. I bet that's dedicated to Herbie Hancock. Jeremy Peltz on trumpet, Dana Stevens, tenor and baritone, Adam Burnham on piano with Doug Weiss on bass, and Jeremy Pelt. Woo-hoo. What a great album, the Al Foster Quintet. It's on Smoke Sessions. And then also new for Tierney Sutton Band, Screenplay. It's all music from film, as you might guess. Tierney with Christian Jacob playing piano, or her two bassists, Kevin Axt and Trey Henry, and Ray Brinker playing drums. Got no strings to hold me down. You remember that? That's from Pinocchio, right? From Pinocchio. And then a little bit more for Billy Drummond, his birthday today. He is 61, drummer Billy Drummond, from Native Colors, an album he did with his ex-wife, Renee Rosnes, on piano. Steve Nelson, vibe. Steve Wilson, alto and soprano, on that one. Yesterday's Gardenias is the title of that. So here we are, 9:13, Morning Cup of Jazz. I'm Elisa Clancy. This hour is made possible in part thanks to the San Jose Jazz Summerfest. You can plan your summer around Summerfest's 30th anniversary, August 9th through the 11th. Gregory Porter, Diane Reeves, Pink Martini, and so much more. You can go to summerfest.sanjosejazz.org. Summerfest, let me try that again. Summerfest.sanjosejazz.org. San Jose Jazz Summerfest, proud to support KCSM. We're going to talk with bassist and composer Kurt Reback after we hear some music.
Give me a gin, martini, because vodka's a sin for drinking in a stem glass. No class, that's no kind of drink. A hint of vermouth, a twist, or an olive is fine. With brine, I can get high when my lovely liquor's nigh. Some folks say that I am quite crazy, cause I am obsessed with booze. I declare the whole world is empty when there is no liquor, and my favorite glass is bad. Give me some gin. Plymouth is cool, some Tanqueray's okay. Bombay will do, cause gin martinis, real martinis, are really my kind of drink. A gin martini, it's my kind of sin for drinking in a stem glass, chilled glass, that's my kind of drink. A hint of vermouth, a twist, or an olive is fine. With brine I can get high when my lovely liquor's nigh. Some folks say that I'm quite crazy, cause I am obsessed with booze. I declare the whole world is empty when there is no liquor, and my favorite glass is bare. Give me some gin. Plymouth is cool, some Tanqueray's okay. Bombay will do, cause gin martinis, real martinis, are really my kind of drink.
That's Kurt Reback, bass and vocal on that. Gin martinis, and then he's also got, you are obsessed with alcohol, because you've got the Monsters Have Martinis, or the Munsters Have Martinis.
That's the instrumental genesis of that song.
That's
yeah,
funny.
A friend of mine actually, after a show, I did a show at the Freight and Salvage last year, and after the show, a friend of mine, who's been sober for many years, said, if I didn't know you, judging by your lyrics, I'd think you had a problem.
That's right. If I didn't know you. That's funny. So we had bassist Marcus Shelby in yesterday, and we've got you in today, and you'll be up at the SF Jazz Center on Thursday
tomorrow.
Night. Oh, my God, tomorrow night. With a lot of the same guys that are on all of these records with you. Yeah.
Greg Sankovich has been on all my records, and he's yet, once again, he's on this one, Onward, and the newest record. And we also have Lincoln Adler, whom I've been playing with. Well, I first knew Lincoln in Boys Chorus when we were both Boy Sopranos.
That's right.
And then we played together in college, as I did with Greg. And we got Miles Boysen on guitar and on lap steel. And we're going to have David Rokeach on drums. He's not the newbie to drums, and I played with him many years ago, but this is our chance to finally reconnect and play together again.
And that's great. It's great to see you. How many years now since the accident?
This is the first year it happened just over 7 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Actually, it happened today, I think.
Really? Is this an anniversary?
7 years ago.
Yeah, June the 19th.
June 19th,
yeah. And if the listeners didn't know, you rolled your truck or something.
Got flipped on its side when my arm got trapped outside because the window was open and I was belted in and all that. But as you get tossed out, I'm still belted in, but with the window open, you can't fight physics.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Yeah, and that recovery was a long time coming, and I followed you every day of that recovery.
A lot of people did, and that was a big part of why I was able to recover as well as I did. I was amazed how much support I got from people.
Yeah,
I was really. Well, I've told a couple of friends. I said, if I ever start grumbling at people who are no darn good, remind me about this.
Mm-hmm. About all the support that
about
you got.
All the support I got. Yeah, because people were just great.
Yeah. I went down to USC, take my kid down there for an audition last year, and they said, you know what, we have no bass players down here. So, has it been the kind of the same up here? I mean, you're getting a lot of bass gigs.
Fair amount. It's, I always tell people if they're thinking about bass, I encourage them to take upright.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I tell them, if you play electric bass and you play upright, you can play any style of Western music and a lot of non-Western music,
that's right,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it's, people say, oh, I'm thinking about doing it. I said, well, if you're thinking about it, I'd give it a try.
You started on electric bass, did you?
I started on cello.
Yay!
And because, as a little kid, it's like, I couldn't figure out how to play an upright bass.
Yeah.
Then I got into electric, but
cello was about the right size for you that time.
Yeah, right. And then later I got into electric bass, and I was really interested in upright. And I finally realized that the jazz bassists I listened to were primarily the upright guys.
Oh, sure.
And that was, I was like, well, I'm going to try to sound
Ray
like Ray Brown.
Yeah.
And Paul Chambers, Charles Mingus, I should really get the same instrument they play.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Did you embrace Charles Mingus? That deep, deep sound? You know, Paul Chambers and.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mingus is sort of. Well, I mean, I used to go see Ray Brown every time I could.
Yeah.
And I love Ray Brown. He's a primary influence. Also, because in Boston, I studied with Whit Brown at Berklee College of Music. And Whit was a big
Ray Brown
fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd say sort of the three corners of the stool for me were Ray Brown and Paul Chambers and Charles Mingus.
Mm-hmm.
And Mingus, because of the tone he had and the approach he had, and I love his writing.
Mm-hmm.
And things like, for me, like Haitian Fight Song has about my favorite bass tone.
Yeah.
Also, Mingus is especially important to me because he's a lot more like a lot of the contemporary jazz musicians. Because now we have 90 years of history you can look back on. We have recordings from the 20s of jazz. And Mingus was playing with, and he played with Kid Ory, played a little bit with Liz Armstrong.
Sure, he was down in Los Angeles.
Right.
Coming up down there. That's
and him. He had Eric Dolphy in his band.
Yeah.
So he wasn't playing with, he was basically playing with the guys who were on the leading edge and the guys who were the first generation, the
right.
founders. And he incorporated all that in his playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think my tunes reflect that too.
Mm. Kurt Reebach is here. Kurt's got his band at the SF Jazz Center in the Joe Henderson Lab tomorrow night. It'll be Kurt with Lincoln Adler, Greg Sankovich, Dave Rokish, Miles Boysen, guest star.
Yeah.
on lap steel guitar. Yeah, well, let's hear a tune with Miles. And Miles is on this, right? Yeah.
He is on this. This if we're doing Testifying, that one features Miles.
Thank you.
I'm Kurt Reebok, and you're listening to KCSM, FM 91, the Bay Area's jazz station.
It's called Blue Mambo, and then we did Testify and for Kurt Reebok and his album Onward. It's 2018. Wow, it seems like yesterday this yep. came out. This album came
out. We're still pedaling it.
Yeah, and I'll pedal the gig then.
Great.
That's tomorrow night up at the SF Jazz Center. Kurt Reebok with Lincoln Adler, Greg Sankovic. Dave Rakish, Miles Boyson. You heard Miles on that on Lap Steel Guitar.
Both those tracks. Yeah.
Well, you have to be assertive. You cannot be a shrinking violet and do lap guitar.
No, that's up and in your face.
It sure is. He's a good one. And you spoke up at the. You know, they had this forum up at the SF Jazz Center, and you went and you spoke up and you said, you know, is that how you got the gig?
I was already, I think, in the
queue, back and forth.
I wouldn't be surprised if Marcus Shelby helped move that along.
That's right.
because he was the moderator at that event.
Mm-hmm.
And he followed up with me a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, I'd already been talking to Aaron Johnson over there. Yeah. And he, at that sort of, yeah, I basically wanted to know, you know.
Are you guys going to get some of our stellar local cats in here, you know?
Well, and when you say, you know, support
That's
SF
right.
Jazz, will you support the local music scene? And they've been doing more of that.
They are.
And as something Miles Boysen pointed out yesterday, he said, look, folks, you've been wanting more local artists. At least local artists have complained about that, you know, saying, where are we? Why aren't we being booked here? And if, as local musicians, if you want to have a local scene, you got to support each other.
That's right.
And that doesn't mean simply coming out for me. You may, as I posted in response to Miles, you might not be free tomorrow night. You may not care for my music. But it's important that you see local artists, whether it's me or somebody else.
That's right. And you're going to Bird and Beckett Books and Records, and you're going to the California Jazz Conservatory. You're supporting Jazz in the Neighborhood and all of the festivals and things
like
that. Yeah,
Jazz in the Neighborhood and Bird and Beckett are two of my favorite things. And they are, for me, Bird and Beckett is just, a wonderful bookstore with great live music.
Yeah, that, what could be better, you know?
Yeah, it's like I have to
smell of books and the smell of instruments. I'm in heaven.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up hanging at places like Cody's.
Oh, sure.
And Moe's and all those great bookstores you used to have. And we still have Moe's in Berkeley, but there used to be a lot of bookstores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was one of those places where, as a only child, you could go hang out and entertain yourself.
That's right. And you could tell Mom, you know, I'm just going to the bookstore. I'm going to go hang out at the bookstore.
Yeah, I didn't tell her I was going to the pinball parlor, too. But
that's right.
You overlook those little details.
Well, we used to go, you know, Tower Records. We used to go hang out at Tower Records. You know, you're going through the stacks at Tower Records.
Absolutely.
And all that. And the bookstores, too.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Let's hear another one from, I loved this version of Limbo Jazz that you did.
Yeah.
And it features you, right?
Bass. Well, it's a trio. It's
doing that sort of Ellington bass player thing. So that's tomorrow night. Kurt Reebok at the SF Jazz Joe Henderson Lab. That's the one on the street.
Yep.
Yeah, where the people put their noses up on the window and go, hey, Kurt.
It's the one that always looks like an aquarium to me.
It does.
It's a jazz aquarium.
With the jazz fish.
Yeah.
I like that chord, cha-cha-cha, right at the end. That's great. That's a limbo jazz, a little Duke Ellington from our guest this morning, Kurt Reebach. Kurt's album, More, with Kurt Reebach Trio. Chewy put on the front of this when this came in. Chewy's our music director. Very cool resident album, exclamation point. So
that was nice of him.
So you're a big hit. I forgot to mention to my friend Steve Mencken, who is a friend of yours. Steve's in my class. He is your biggest fan, you know, Steve Mencken. Kurt Reebach and the San Francisco, up at the San Francisco Jazz Festival. He'll be in the Joe Henderson Lab with his group tomorrow night. You guys are going to do two sets, it looks like. Yeah,
There's a 7 p.m. set and an 8:30 p.m. set.
Kurt Reebach, bass, vocals, songwriter. You're putting that San Francisco Boys Chorus stuff to work. You know, you're singing a lot more.
Yeah,
that was a great experience, I bet. I mean, my kid was in the
It was a for me, it was probably what. Well, it did all the things people talk about, like, well, sports are important because they,
you're working with a group and blah blah.
And Boys Chorus did all those same things.
Absolutely.
It made you. My mom commented she'd watch us be a bunch of, you know, rowdy 11, 12-year-olds, and then pull it together to go on stage and be focused.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it taught my kid to stand still.
There's
Riley was in the boys' chorus when he's like 5-6 years old, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He was a youngster. And just standing still for a 5-year-old is nearly impossible. But he recalls, wow, you know, anytime we'd get up to get ready to sing, you know, yeah, we'd be farting around, you know, and then then they're looking at the conductor, looking at the director, and you're standing still. So a lot of great things to get.
Well, and then
that.
There's all the great music we got to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I mean.
And that stuff goes right in there, right into your soul, and you'll hear a piece and you'll go, oh, I remember singing this.
Well, Lick Kid and I were commenting that we were. Like the only kids we knew, they had autographed pictures of Seiji Ozawa on our walls that he gave us. You know?
I know. Oh, that's so funny. That's funny. Let's go out with one more from the latest album called Onward. We'll go out with, I think you sing on this too, Pickled Eggs. Pickled Eggs. We're going back to being a barfly, right?
Yeah, the first tune was Gin Martinis. This last tune was called Pickled Eggs. It's the point of view of. That guy at the bar who's a real nuisance.
That nuisance at the bar. That wouldn't be you, of course. Not at all.
No, I don't go to bars as much as I used to. And fortunately, it's never been a problem
Me. Never been a problem.
No.
Yeah, Kurt Reebach and up at the San Francisco Jazz Festival in the Joe Henderson Lab tomorrow night with his group. Thanks for coming in. This is great. Always fun to catch up.
Oh, thanks so much, Lisa.
Fun all night long. I'm gonna walk right in, sit right down, and have myself a drink. Oh, yes. Ah, what a fine evening it is. And don't you look fine in that dress. Mm-mm. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't realize. Ow! I'll go sit over here. Sorry. I'm gonna walk right in, sit right down, and have myself a time. I'm gonna walk right in, Sit right down, it ain't no kind of crime. I don't care if I don't pay rent. I'm gonna spend my last red cent. I'm gonna walk right in, sit right down and have myself a drink. Oh man, here's the bass solo. I knew this guy when he was nothing, and he still is. Hey, I want one of those drinks with a parasol on it. I want three parasols, man. I'm big time. I want three. You hear me? Three. What? You don't have any more? Oh, man. I'm gonna walk right in, sit right down, and have myself a time. I'm gonna walk right in, sit right down. It ain't no kind of crime. I don't care if I go to jail. I got women, will go my bail. I'm gonna walk right in, sit right down, and have myself a drink. I like this part. It's good. Hey, you got them pickled eggs? I'm gonna walk right in, sit right down, and have myself a drink. I'm gonna walk right in, sit right down, don't care what people think. I'm gonna go down to the track, play the horses till I can't come back. I'm gonna walk right in, sit right down, and have myself a drink. Hey, what happened? Why am I on the floor? Clock on the wall says 2:45. They say it's time to go. Guess I'll get on up and gone, hit that bed by 4. Grab some sleep, wash my face, head right back out that door. I'm gonna go on down and see what life can bring. I'm gonna walk right in, sit right down, and have myself a drink.